We're beginning today's Seniors Corner. A little bit different today. We're going to try and see whether we can work out the telephone call from one of my favorite people in the Montreal cultural scene, who is the publisher of La Scena Musicale, and he's going to tell us about a project that he's doing concerning Valentine's Day. And since this is the seniors part of the station's programming, I thought this would be particularly interesting for seniors. So are you there? Welcome, John.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Now, where did you get this idea to do this? Has it been done anywhere else?
I think that there are some barbershop quartets that do that, but I've been singing Happy Birthday to all my friends and family.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Every year, and then it just suddenly dawned on me, you know, this singing to people, serenading people on the telephone would be a great idea for Valentine's as well.
Have you been getting action on this?
Yes, well, we've been getting some good action on it.
Oh, very good. Now, I remember when you sent me some information about it in an email the other day, you had a list of some acceptable or songs. So it has to be songs that would be in the list that you gave, or can people request anything?
Well, it has to be in this
from
list.
That list.
10 years ago, we did a survey with our readers, mm-hmm. and we were looking for the top 10 love songs. And so we came out of the list 10 years ago, and since it's 10 years ago, we republished the list.
Uh-huh.
And so six of the songs we're offering, because we have a partnership where the Atelier Lyric of the Opera de Montréal, mm-hmm. has graciously offered to help us out here. They've offered six of their singers.
Oh, great.
To sing, and these are the songs that they've chosen to be able to offer.
So how does this work now? Let's say one of our listeners would like to have a Valentine's song dedicated and sung to, I don't know, partner, friend, whatever. I'm not sure. We'll keep it to them. They'll call a number. Let's get that number right now before we forget.
Yes, our office number is 514-948-2520.
Okay.
Or they should go to our website, www.scena.org, scena.org.
And all the details
and
are there.
And follow the link. And the idea is that we're asking for like a $25 or $50 donation.
Mm-hmm.
And since the singer's offering their services as a volunteer.
That's right.
And then they can make the donation online. And then we can either do it by email, where I have one of my staff can then correspond with them and ask them like the name of the singer, I mean the name of the Valentine, their phone number, what time they would like to be sung to on Monday, February 14th,
uh-huh.
and of course the name of the person offering the Valentine, and then that's all the detail we need, and then we'll arrange it.
Now, the choice of singer, I guess, is up to the singers that are in the group.
Yes, yeah, so certain singers can do certain songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the list of six songs that we're offering.
Yeah, what are they?
Rodgers and Hart's My Funny Valentine. That's
of
our
course. What
jazzy,
else?
jazzy English selection. But we also have some classical Schubert's Schenken from his Psycho Schwanengesang. We have Richard Strauss's Morgan, Henri Duparc's L'Invitation au Voyage, and Hector Berlioz's Le Spectre de la Rose from Les Nuits d'été. And there's one offer selection, which is Camille Saint-Saëns' Mon Coeur s'ouvre à ta voix. That's Delilah's aria from Samson and Delilah.
And all of these have some kind of romantic theme to them, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So what would not be appropriate would be Que gelide manina.
No, actually, that was part of our 10 songs.
Oh.
Just that, this is a tough song for a tenor to sing.
Yeah, that's true. Now the singers are from Les Ateliers Lyriques, so some of them actually will be appearing in upcoming productions or have appeared in productions of the Opéra de Montréal, I suppose.
Yes, and actually they were in rehearsal and preparing for their own production.
Well, Menotti's the console.
Menotti's the console, yeah, the console.
That's right. Now,
so on Monday, they'll be in rehearsal, but they're going to sneak out of rehearsal and make the calls for it.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Before we ask you to give us a sample, I'm looking at the front cover of your February magazine, which you were kind enough to send me the other day, with a picture of Emmanuel Axe, a very famous pianist. It says, just call him Manny. Do you call him Manny?
Well, not me, but Lucille Renaud, who's my editor of content, and she's been with us for many, many years. And we're glad to actually she took a few years off, and we're glad to bring her back into our team. Mm-hmm. And she's a pianist, and you know, they're good. I guess he's a very approachable guy.
So I gather he looks so friendly on the cover of the magazine.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's also a great pianist. I've heard him play.
Yeah. I heard him with the NSO a couple of months ago, and he has a very delicate. Mm-hmm. Delicate touch, I would say, and he's appearing also on Monday, February 14th, with the Pro Musica Society, and they're presenting that as a special Valentine's Day concert.
Wow, everything is really into Valentine's, and you know, it's kind of ironic, as you may know. You know, for Jewish people, Valentine's Day is not an important holiday. In fact, it doesn't exist at all because Saint Valentine doesn't fit into the Old Testament. However, I was passing by this religious Jewish bookstore on Van Horn, and lo and behold, they had Valentine's specials in their window. So I guess it's not really a religious holiday.
Love is a universal language.
That's right. Okay, I knew you'd say that. Now, you said you would give us a sample. Are you really ready to do that?
Sure.
Okay, which one would it be?
Well, this is one of my favorite songs, Strauss's Morgan. Uh-huh. And this is something that I sang at my wedding. And
You sang it at your own wedding. That's cool.
As long as I was serenading my wife.
Nice.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Our listeners are ready. Morgan means tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, don't sing it, Morgan. Sing it today, but sing Morgan. Here we go.
Here it goes. Und morgen wird die Sonne wieder scheinen und auf dem Wege, den ich gehen werde, wird uns die Glücklichen sie wieder einen inmitten dieser sonnenatmenden Erde. Und zu dem Strand, dem weiten, blauen werden wir still und langsam niedersteigen, stumm werden wir uns in die schauen und auf uns sinkt des Glückes stumme Schweigen.
That is Morgan from which particular Richard Strauss is it from one of his operas or is it a
no it's
song,
one
song?
Of his leaders.
Oh, one of his leaders.
It's actually called Morgan. Mm-hmm. And it's actually he wrote it for as a wedding present for his
oh friend. Okay, that's what inspired you, right? That's nice. And you know, you could almost make it to American Idol. I'm not kidding. I'm kidding because I remember you told me once some years ago that you did have some opera background before you became a big shot publisher.
Well, I did had ambitions to be an opera singer, and mm-hmm. I took a lot of many years of a private course lessons.
Ah,
and, it was at the time that I started La Chaîne Musicale, so I didn't have time to really pursue it, but it's something that I've been working on.
Are you one of the singers listed that will serenade for Monday?
Well, if someone wants to actually choose Morgan, I would be happy to do
okay,
it. Actually, one of the Atelier singers, she's sick.
Right, so you might be able to fill in.
Yeah.
Now, let me, while we have you for another couple of minutes on the line, I have in front of me all kinds of sort of offshoots of your magazine that I've been collecting that you've either sent me or I've picked up in various places. So you have a winter 2011 thing called Shena, La Shena, and it's an arts calendar. That's still around?
Yes. Well, every three to four times a year, the La Shena Musicale magazine grows into an all-purpose arts magazine, like a multidisciplinary arts magazine. Because our readers are not just only interested in music, classical music, and jazz, but they're also interested in the other arts, you know, visual arts, dance, theater, and film. And the purpose of the La Shena Arts Magazine is to have in one place, one publication, all the arts, so that we can help promote.
Que vous soyez